The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing a major case this week that could radically change federal elections. The case hinges on a once fringe legal theory. Supporters of that theory point to a document by one of the framers of the U.S. Constitution. But for decades, that document has been under serious doubt. NPR's Hanzi Lo Wang explains.
To understand this history, you should know this. That Constitutional Convention where the framers wrote the founding document of the United States of America way back in 1787, that was not a well-documented event.
So such an influential meeting, we don't have a full record, really, of what was said.
That's right. The secretary did not do a very good job.
That was Lynn Uzel.
I am the visiting assistant professor of American politics at Washington and Lee University.
And Uzel's research has focused on that historic convention. More than three decades after it ended, Congress ordered the official records to be published. The year was 1818. John Quincy Adams was a Secretary of State and assigned to oversee the project, so he sifted through the records.
He found them in a deplorable state. They did not include any of the plans that were presented in the convention.
And that meant he had to ask around for any copies of the plans of government presented by some of the convention delegates, including Charles Pinckney of South Carolina.
And Pinckney says, well, actually, I have more than one version.
Pinckney ended up sending Adams one of his drafts of what's known as a Pinckney plan. And that draft was published as part of the convention's official records.
But what he sent him was not anything like what could have been the authentic Pinckney plan.
Other historians and convention delegates also noticed signs that parts of this draft plan Pinckney sent in 1818 were likely written after the convention.
Pinckney was not a modest man.
Ed Larson is a professor of history and law at Pepperdine University and author of several books about the Constitutional Convention.
And he later claimed that he was the most influential delegate at the convention. Very few other people, looking back, had that same opinion.
And now, looking at the major election case before the U.S. Supreme Court, Larson is one of many constitutional scholars who have been raising their eyebrows at recent citations of this long-disputed draft of the Pinckney Plan. In this case, Republican state lawmakers from North Carolina argued that words in this draft help prove a once-fringe theory. It claims the framers intended to give state lawmakers almost complete control over how elections for Congress are run, without any checks or balances from state courts or state constitutions.
I don't know where they get how people could know that, because there's no evidence that that part of the Pinckney plan was ever discussed by the delegates.
Still, the North Carolina Republicans argue that notes from another convention delegate show it's likely the Pinckney plan contained words that back up their theory. What we know for sure is that in 2022, no one knows exactly what words were in the original Pinckney plan of 1787.
One guy submits a piece of paper, so what?
And Yale University law professor Akhil Reed Amar, who has spoken out against the Republicans' theory, says it shouldn't matter what Pinckney said if the Supreme Court is trying to figure out what the words of the Constitution mean. Parsing the words of a supposed draft that was not a public document in 1787, Amar says.
That's not really what constitutional law is or should be about.
But these North Carolina Republicans point out, this controversial draft of the Pinckney Plan was cited in 2015 by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts. For Lynn Uzel, who's writing a book on the Pinckney Plan, it's all part of what she calls, quote, the most intractable constitutional con in history. And it means judges and lawyers should be careful.
They think they can prove their case of what the original meaning of the Constitution is by dipping into the records and selecting a few quotations at random without knowing anything about the historical context.
Can't just search for a keyword and say, okay, look, the framers said this.
Exactly. It is a complicated question.
And Uzel says nowhere is it more complicated than when we're talking about the Pinckney Plan. Hanzi Luong, NPR News.